Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. It is all coming out, my friends. I mean, when the truth comes marching in, will you be on the Lord's side? The border, election, fraud, COVID, guns, education, it's all coming down around the ankles of the left right now. The states are rising up and taking control. Bun Gino made a good point. He said, people think in contrasts. That is very true. And America is under attack. The first wave, propaganda assault. Second wave, power assaults. Yeah. The enemy is transitioning to a power move right now. Dr. Rand Paul fences with Fauci. And Bartiromo interviews Trump. Biden blunders, calls Putin a killer. Stumbles up the stairs onto Air Force One. That was ridiculous. And oh, this was classic. Quote Biden, by the way, quote, it's hard to be what you can't see. He repeated it. That was surreal. Let me tell you what it means. In fact, let's talk about what all of this means. Friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic. A gourmet meal for the mind.
When the truth comes marching in, the people had sinned grievously, you know, back in the day when Moses was leading them out of Egypt and into the promised land. There in the wilderness, God told Moses to return to the camp with his law in hand. When Moses returned, he saw the people dancing around a golden calf. Oddly, they decided the golden calves of Egypt were the gods that delivered them from the oppression of Egypt. Isn't that weird? Americans, many on the left anyway, have come to believe godless Marxism is what delivers from oppression. Moses returned. The truth returned. And divine wrath fell upon the people. The law was cast down. The golden calf was destroyed in the sight of all the people. It was ground to powder, sprinkled on the water. The people were made to drink it. I mean, they were made to own their sin, their foolishness. After Moses investigated into the actions of his leadership, and saw that the people were made naked before the nations to their own shame. Judgment was sent forth by the hand of those who were on the Lord's side. You know, Moses drew a line, so to speak. He said, who is on the Lord's side? Well, those who gathered to him were sent forward then to execute the judgment of God upon the wicked. 3,000 fell that day. Well, my friend, truth is about to arrive. And divine wrath will fall upon the spiritual realm, as it were. You know, the devils will be scattered. And when the law falls like an explosion at the foot of Obama's Olympus, it's an illusion I have time to explain, and his golden calf is broken to pieces, another one, and guilt for their sins silence the mouths of iniquity, judgment will move swiftly, and justice will be restored. Right now, it's painful. It's like watching a turtle cross a busy street, you know, but it will pick up steam. It will move swiftly. And indications are beginning to show it's coming soon. America is under attack by the wicked who rage against the rule of Christ in the earth. That's really what this is about. You don't blame me? These are the raging heathen who cry against the rule of Christ and desire to break out from under the bands and cords of his law. Read Psalm 2. Propaganda is the first wave of these ragers' attack. The only power the enemy can get with propaganda is what those who are propagandized will give them freely. Propaganda only works, however, so long as it is believed. You know, I called this the rhetoric wars back in, I think it was 2010, perhaps earlier. When propaganda begins to fail, they turn to power, that is, force or coercion. And you know who they is, right? The weaker propaganda becomes, the fiercer those using it will become in the use of whatever power we have surrendered to them while we were believing their propaganda. The sooner we wake up to their lies, the more strength we will have to fend off when they go to power moves. See, that's where they're going right now. They use propaganda to get as much power from us as we are willingly, stupidly, offering to them, surrendering to them. Then, when the people start waking up, start not believing their lives, those who were using propaganda to get their way now turn to using punishing tactics, using whatever power we've given them to punish us, to penalize, to pound us into submission. So for liberty's sake, wake up now. Because, my friend, their propaganda is beginning to break down. It's starting to unravel. It's collapsing all around them. And they know it's happening. Too soon. They feel it. They know they have not gotten the power they need to turn America into a police state like the Chinese Communist Party have in China. They've tried to push America into a civil war status so they can then use that as a pretext to stand up and take conservative Christians out of the picture and remove them from having any power at all. For example, look at what is happening with the border. Trump had the border under good regulation. It was quiet on our borders with Mexico. The cartels were howling. The sex traffickers were feeling the pinch in their wicked business. Soros, human trafficking enterprises, were suffering. So it was, weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth for the wicked. But for the righteous, it was a good time. And it was getting increasingly better. Now Biden is in control. The wicked have taken hold. They stole the election. They took it by force. That's what the wicked do. And using Biden as a kind of front man to take the heat for resetting everything to how it was before Trump came in and interrupted their wicked business. So Biden has opened the borders. And of course, the propaganda is that the borders are not open. But the problem is everyone sees that Biden has opened the borders, that he has sent out a call for all of those folks to come to the border with an expectation to come in. That's why they're carrying signs that say, "Hey, Biden, keep your promise, let us in." The cartels are happy. The human traffickers are happy. And as before, they manipulate hordes of people to come to the border and demand entry holding "Biden, let us in" signs as a cover for their child trafficking, drug smuggling. So Biden administration sends out the message, all children who come to the border unaccompanied by adults will be allowed to come into the country. Why would you send a message out like that? I hope some good guys are watching this closely and tracking where the children end up and make sure they're not simply, disappearing. The Biden administration is hiding what is going on at the border. Jen Psaki asked about customs and border control gag order, equivocated to say the least. "Is the administration instructing Border Control agents to refuse ride-along requests from reporters?" she was asked. And she responds like this, quote, "Again, I think we've seen, watching a number of the reports you all do, of a number of Border Patrol officials who are quoted in them, who appear in them, and certainly from the White House, we support that. It's coordinated through the Department of Homeland Security, and I point you to them," or "point you them" is what she said, "for any additional questions about the logistics of press access," end quote. What a bunch of blithering blather. The reporter responds, "But reporters used to be able to get ride-alongs during the Trump administration. And you all came in and promised to be the most truthful and transparent administration, and you all oversee the Department of Homeland Security, right? So if you all wanted to grant access to the press, couldn't you just tell DHS to do it?" Wow. Psaki comes back with, quote, "Again," she likes that word, that and circle back. "Again, we fully support transparency, and I would encourage you to talk to the Department of Homeland Security about any requests that you have," end quote. Woo, mercy, reporter mentioned Trump. And he allowed reporters to go and see the border, but Biden won't allow it? And you're supposed to be all transparent and honest? Did you catch that? The reporter asked Psaki a question in which she clearly contrasted Trump's open and transparent administration to Biden's closed, secretive, and controlling administration. Are the MSM beginning to see? Or is it the case that the word is out in private circles that Trump is in fact circling back? My friend, it's all about to come out. Let me warn you about something. Anytime a boat starts taking water, the rats are the first to know it and the first to flee. Here's another example. Biden is going to make a deal with Mexico. Quote, the Biden administration is quietly pressing Mexico to curb migrants coming to the U.S., Mexican officials said, a move echoing Trump-era policy, end quote. What? A move echoing Trump-era? Biden is moving to Trump-era? That's coming from MSM, folks. The wind is changing. Why doesn't Biden want reporters doing ride-alongs at the border? Well, you don't really need an answer to that. What we know is going on at the border right now. That's what the Biden administration is trying to hide. Kids in jail and cages, people without masks, MS-13 gang members sneaking across, other terrorists getting across. I mean, they catch some. That doesn't mean they've caught them all. You know, don't look too closely because then you'll see the sex traffickers getting their goods across the border. You'll see the cartel smiling and the Soros machine humming again. Why do American politicians want to support this? Well, I'm among the wicked. Money is the first answer, and power is the next. It's always the same two things, money and power. The border, election fraud, COVID, guns, education, all of this. What's next? Listen, the states are rising up and taking control, but we're watching as the left and their propaganda machine is unraveling on all of these issues. The thing that is particularly interesting to me about what's developing is that the truth is beginning to break through to the other side. The left successfully intimidated reporters for a long time who actually wanted to speak out, so they didn't dare. But something's happening. Somehow the deep state is losing its grip on certain aspects of media. The word is out there, friend. Moses is coming down the mountain. Yeah, and he has the law of God in his hands and ready to use the sword of judgment to execute wrath upon these evildoers. And they sense it's coming. And they're all trying to position for the best possible place when that comes down. Watch closely. You'll notice that rats are pouring out of every hole they can find on the Democrats' sinking ship. The dam the wicked have created to hold back the flood of truth from the people is cracking. And soon, the wicked will be forced either to open the dam and let the truth out, or it will bust through and just tear down their entire apparatus, man. It'll take everything with it. The truth will come flooding across the land with liberating force. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Go to GodsWar2020.com.
Friend, let me interject here a short message to our city council here in Santa Maria. I understand our city council is considering removing the image of the Santa Maria from our city logo. I'm concerned about our city leaders beginning down this path. There is no good reason to begin accommodating the current wave of anti-American sentiment that's sweeping across our country right now. Columbus was no stranger to controversy even in his own day. The fact is this, Columbus was a significant explorer who opened this continent to the gospel of Jesus Christ and to the settlement of those who came here looking for religious freedom and liberty. He also made a major contribution to science in the process. The controversy, for example, about him bringing diseases here, that's countered by the studies that have shown his crew actually most likely carried diseases contracted here back to Europe. And the fact that bad people did bad things from Europe here, well, that doesn't mean that bad people did not do bad things here before Columbus arrived. Look, we know they did. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors, friend. My counsel to our council is to consider carefully the danger of yielding to the current spirit sweeping across our country that manifests in some pretty aggressive behavior. Wherever that spirit has been embraced, it brings with it a demand for more and more and more concessions. It won't stop here unless you stop it here. And I'll speak to this some more later.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march. an enemy that is, right now, stealing from us our liberties. Dr. Rand Paul fences with Fauci. Did you hear the interrogation? Fauci was challenged, I think it was at least three times, very directly. Show the science that supports masks, especially what science supports wearing the mask after the people have been vaccinated. Not one time did Fauci offer any reference to a or any number of RCTs. That's a random controlled trial. These detail the methodology used to conduct the test, the masks, in this case, in the case of testing for masks and their efficacy, of the masks that are the subject of the test, the results of each test for each type of mask down to the number of particles blocked or that passed through the mask during the test, a summary of the findings and recommendations based on those findings. Now, here's a little trick you need to watch for. It's sleight of hand, friend. It's the shell game with the truth. And you got to watch them. They're very tricky. Now, I've got 17 RCTs that I've studied, about 12 before the COVID thing began, and five after. Two of the five after are during the time Fauci was saying Americans don't need to go around wearing masks, and three are after. Now, here's the trick. Every one of these RCTs use virtually the same methodology, the same tests, and the same masks. All of them show the same results. They're not identical. If you're saying that, you know, one RCT showed that X number of particles passed through Y masks and that every study showed the identical values for X and Y, I'm not saying that. But the values are statistically identical. In other words, the variations are so slight, they make absolutely no difference in the result. So when you compare each of the 17 studies, you see no real difference in what is called the science. You do understand that the summary reflects the opinions of the scientist, and the recommendations reflect the judgment of the scientist, but that's not the science. The science is reflected in the data that's gathered from the tests. Now understand that while the summary and recommendations offered by the scientists is ostensibly premised on the data gathered from the tests, their summary and recommendations are not the science. They are the conclusions offered by scientists. Now, watch the ball as they move it around and around and around in the shells. Every one of these 12 RCTs before COVID concluded the same way. Masks are not adequate protection against the spread of a particle so small as a virus. And then two, masks are not recommended as a viable public policy for controlling the spread of a virus. In fact, many of these studies included a look at the negative impact of wearing masks for prolonged periods of time and said that the risk isn't worth what minor infinitesimal benefit there might be. Now, we come to the pre-mask COVID phase. That's where people like Fauci were actually playing it down, really. You know, where the Democrats were echoing the Chinese propaganda on the virus when Pelosi was out there standing in, where was it, Chinatown, there in Frisco, and making a big show of no fear, no need to be concerned. You know, when Fauci smirked that Americans are not going to go around wearing masks, all that kind of, that period of time. The studies done during that time showed all the science was the same as before COVID. The summaries were also the same. And the recommendations were, you guessed it, the same. But then something happened. The politicians began calling on the people to wear masks. You see, China was putting pressure on Fauci and company to follow the China protocols. That's what was going on. We learned that from email exchanges between Fauci's organization and Wuhan. So Fauci began calling on everyone to wear masks. Then the CDC began recommending masks, and the RCTs began reflecting this new political policy. However, not in the science. In the science, the studies were the same. The RCTs prepared during post-mask mandate phase were exactly the same in the science part of the study. Same methods, same tests, same masks tested, same results. What changed were the doctor's summary statements and their recommendations. That's all that changed. Suddenly, from the same science, doctors were coming to opposite conclusions. Now they were saying masks might, maybe, in some cases, can, possibly, dancing around it. And then their recommendations were to wear masks, but most of them said something like, CDC says you should, this one says you should, they say you should, this kind of thing. It's really interesting. You got to read it close. But nevertheless, they did start supporting the mask mandate as a public policy. All of these studies were conducted by scientists who make money from government research. Those that are independent researchers, well, they continue to conclude otherwise. Many speaking out strongly against the masks mandates because they create a problem. They actually can exacerbate the whole pandemic. These people were shut down by government media censorship. Today, when these yahoos say, follow the science, what they are really saying is, follow the establishment government policies and the establishment government scientists that support them. Because if you actually follow the science, you will see that trusting these masks to protect you or others from the spread of a virus is just plain foolish. The same thing holds true of so-called social distancing, by the way. But here's the thing. Finally, a ranking senator, Dr. Rand Paul, takes on Mr. Fauci and asks for the science. And right in front of God and everybody, the only thing Fauci could offer was his opinion. And his opinion is not trustworthy. Earlier in the build-up to mask mandate mania, Fauci was challenged regarding the science supporting use of masks. You might remember that. And he said this, masks are largely symbolic. I read one report from Johns Hopkins that explained where masks might be helpful. And here's what they said. They remind people that there is a pandemic going on. In other words, masks are largely symbolic. They are exactly what Rand Paul said they were to Fauci. They are theater. That's what every politician knows about masks, by the way, which is why they don't bother wearing them unless they happen to think you're watching. John Kerry doesn't wear a mask while flying on American Airlines, and that did particularly irk me. Although American Airlines kicked me off of a flight because the pilot, that a little wimp, didn't have the guts to talk to me himself. He sends someone else to say he's not comfortable with me being on the plane. Why? Because I had a Trump 2020 mask on. Yeah, I believe that that's what tweaked that fella. Now, I've taken 3 flights since then. I'll be taking many, many more flights in the future. I do quite a lot of flying about, hey, and I will avoid American every chance I get because I'm not comfortable flying with the Amerikansky Airlines. That kind of airline, well, that's for communists like John Kerry, you know, maskless John. American Airline will be happy to accommodate phony Kerry without a mask on their airline, but not Patriot Jerry with his Trump mask on. Har har. Take that. But you see, it's all coming out. And when the truth comes marching in, the liars caught will howl and gnash their teeth. And they are watching with dismay as their control over the media is beginning to weaken. For example, regarding election fraud, CNN had the audacity to report another contrast moment exposing the Democrats. Watch what CNN does in a story about Merrill Meeks, win of the 2nd congressional seat in Iowa. A little bit of background. Merrill Meeks won the race after a heated contest and challenge was face down. And after the duly conducted and certified recount, she won by 6 votes. Wow. Her opponent is unwilling to accept this, but rather than go to the courts, she has appealed to Pelosi to invoke a little-used rule in the House that allows the House to block a representative sent to it from a state if they feel they have reason to do so. Pelosi is actually seriously considering using this rule to undo the Iowa election and to put the Democrat in that seat instead. So the House of Representatives decides for a state who will be their representative? Wow. So here is the CNN reporting on this, and it's going to surprise you. Quote, House Democrats weigh ejecting GOP winner of contested Iowa race, dismissing comparisons to Trump's efforts to overturn the election, end quote. Isn't that interesting? They put the contrast in front of the people. Wow. So earlier we heard from an MSM reporterette taking on Psaki about the admin policy prohibiting reporters from doing ride-alongs with the Border Patrol. And she actually had the audacity to point out that during Trump, that was allowed and even openly challenged the administration's commitment to honesty and transparency and compared this to Trump's administration in a way that clearly said He was transparent and Biden is not. Well, this is unheard of. Now CNN points to the contrast between Democrats' objections to Trump's efforts to overturn what all reasonable people see was a stolen election while entertaining using an obscure rule to overturn the election of a Republican in Iowa. And they actually point to the irony here. It looks like, you know, it's like I said, rats are always the first to bail on a sinking ship. I should point out, however, that it's also the case that, you know, in a case like this one, when the enemy's ship starts to take on serious water, the righteous are emboldened to step up their attack and to speak out. It's starting to come out, folks, is the point. I mean, look, if more than 2 million voters in California are willing to step forward and call out Newsom, there's a change in the wind, friend. Now, more tonight during Comfort and Counsel for the Present Distress, and you can go to Facebook and search Lighthouse Baptist Church Santa Maria, California. Like our Facebook page, set up notifications, and then you'll be notified when I go live. I hope you will. No time to get into Biden's blunders. Calls Putin a killer. Kisses up to Xi Jinping, yeah. And his infamous black jails where he has political opponents and Christians tortured and killed. No modern leader is responsible for more human rights abuse than Xi. And Biden calls out Putin? It's like Putin said, takes one to know one. Here's a video of Biden literally stumbling up the stairs onto Air Force One. I said literally. And we suppose that's Air Force One. And then awkwardly, and I mean weirdly, saluting. He gets to the platform there on top. It turns around and it does this salute. It just looked... A president doesn't salute upon reaching the top of the stairs, you idiot. You salute as you're approaching the steps, and you're saluting the soldiers standing there guard. Here was a classic Biden blunder. Here he is after the ridiculous, you know, somebody called it a Monty Python skit. I would have to agree. It looked silly. All the moving about and putting a little stool there for whatever, Kamala, to get up to, so she's not hidden behind the podium there, and she says, with notes in front of her, it's my pleasure to introduce to you the President of the United States, Joe Biden, or something like that, and then she walks away, and then they come, and they take her notes away, and they wipe it all down, and they move her little stool, and he's waiting, and he finally walks over, and the first thing he says out of his mouth is, it's hard to be what you can't see. Now, was that a weird and awkward allusion to why they put the stool there for Kamala? Because it's hard to be what you can't. Anyway. I'm telling you, friend, this is getting weird. God bless you. God save America. I'll see you in church. I have lit the lamps in Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-314-2114 or go to godswar2020.com and send an email to me. God bless you. God save America. I'll see you in church, and I will be in my pulpit this Sunday.
Does it seem to you that Satan is getting the upper hand in your life, your home, your church, and in our nation? How can this be? The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, right? Jesus warned us that we would face devils that can only be overcome by prayer and fasting. Go to GodsWar2020.com.